The most familiar and brightest star is obviously our daytime star, the Sun. The spectacle it offers us at sunset or sunrise is one of those we can admire very easily, especially when the conditions are ideal. No clouds and a good view of the horizon. It's even better if free of natural and artificial obstacles. Furthermore, at the beginning and end of each day, the Sun changes color. When it is low on the horizon, its light passes through a thicker layer of atmosphere than when it is higher in the sky. The different wavelengths, when passing through the thicker layer, behave in different ways. The shorter ones, such as blue and violet, undergo greater diffusion. On the contrary, the longer ones, such as red and orange, reach our eyes, offering us the spectacle of the solar disk that turns red. At this time of day, but very rarely, the green flash appears. It appears as a brief green flash array just above the upper limb as it dips below the horizon. This is due to atmospheric refraction, where the Sun rays are bent and the shorter green wavelengths are refracted more than other colors. The observation of the points on the horizon linked to the seasons, that is, those in which the Sun disappears at sunset and reappears at dawn, is very interesting from an astronomical point of view. It can be done every day, clouds permitting, from favorable places to identify the points on the horizon where the Sun sets and rises. By repeating the observation, but always from the same identical position, and recording it each time, for example, with a drawing or photograph, you will notice that the Sun changes position. This topic will be explored in more detail next time.